Yeah, I use that too, but I only make one scan list, and everything points to that one scan list, and then I just customize it for whatever, you know, for whatever I want at that moment. So, you know, there could be some exceptions. Like if I have a, like on my 800 radio, I might have a list of like, you know, if I want to scan the hospital, so I might, if I go to a, if I scan from a hospital zone, it'll scan hospitals, you know, and so, you know, that's useful as well, but I just find having one list that I can doctor, because I'm not a scanner person. I generally want to just listen to, you know, things that are of significance to me, like my repeaters, and whatever's topical. Like if there's something going on, like I'm talking about my work radio, let's say there's something going on in Warren, I might add Warren to the talk group, you know, to the scan list just temporarily until that event's over, and then I don't want to scan them anymore. I'm not a kind of a person that scans. I'm more of a monitoring person. So it works differently for me than it might for you, you know?
Yeah, I can see that. Okay. Well, I just have, like, I have my home zone, which is the stuff I listen to on a regular basis, and I got it scanned for that, so I need a scanning that or not. And it's just a few channels. And, then I have other zones, like if I'm going to go traveling, I got one for, like, Northern Ohio, if I'm going to go to Cleveland or not. So if I go to that, I'll go to that zone and hit the scan button, and it's scanning all those channels. If I'm, I got some, like, marine channels, if I'm over on the east side, I want to listen to this marine activity, I just go to tune to that zone and hit scan. You know, so I'm not sure exactly why I'd order. I could see maybe adding one or two scan for like some special event, like you said, channels to a scan list. But I'll play around with that and learn how to actually do it.